You're new to the channel. My name is Jamie. I'm a Lego education teacher trainer, and I'm joined here today by Seb. Seb, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Sebastian, Seb for short, and I'm a Latin American maritimer in Atlantic Canada.
Perfect, lovely. Well, today we're going to have a chat about Lego therapy and like how Lego can be used as a medium of communication, of meditation, and kind of sharing your kind of inner thoughts that you may not be able to normally express vocally. So can you just tell us what you do particularly with your Lego bricks, not only on your channel, but also kind of how you use them in your day-to-day life?
Yes. So for me, it is, like you said, a form of therapy. I use it to express basically what it is I am feeling, things that cross my mind, personal moments, things that I'm going through, perspectives. And I also use it because I find that in this day and age, when we're constantly receiving information through our eyes, through our ears all day, I need a time when I can go to my apartment and shut it all off, mm-hmm. and have something come out creatively.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I tried painting, not very good at it. I do write, well, type, right? But I do write. But yep. then Lego allows me that something that I do with my hands, mm-hmm. while I can, you know, listen to my music or my podcast or whatever and just relax and see what comes out. I need that time of the day when there's output, creative output, from all of the input that I get.
Fabulous. I mean, I know we had a quick chat before the call, but Lego as a medium, it just allows communication to happen so naturally because, as you mentioned, it's with your hands, it's tactile, it links in with that childish nature that every human has, but not a lot of humans admit that they still have it. So it's like when you get to 16, 17, it's all suddenly you're very cool, you can't be childish anymore. You get to 21, 22 and you then need to grow up, as people say. But being able to use Lego as the toy, as a communication, it just taps into that little bit of our brain that is always still active. Just think, I have adult problems, however, I need to be able to express them in a childish manner and in a way that I'm going to enjoy doing, because sitting down and talking to someone isn't often the best method because they may not understand what's going on. They may not relate to your feelings. Whereas Lego has no physical boundaries to kind of what you want to do with it and emotional boundaries. There's no right or wrong with Lego. Yes, you have your instructions that you can build with, but if you want to build something that is quite dark and quite depressing, no one's going to tell you not to. And if it helps you emotionally to get that emotion out through a medium that has no boundaries, then why not?
Right. And in addition, I'd like to add, I'm not a mathematician. I'm very bad at math. But I do remember when I was learning math that there was a pleasure in solving the equation. You know, yeah. You do all the work, you do combinations, you know, and you get to your answer. And now I guess I work in the social sciences. I'm an urbanist. So I don't get that type of mental exercise. And however, with Lego, because it has to do with problem solving, how to find the right piece is going to allow me to do the next thing, I do get that type of satisfaction, and I enjoy that in addition to the creativity.
Absolutely. And then the actual, as you mentioned, it's not only the final build that's satisfying, it's that process, and it's making mistakes and it's doing things wrong that adds to that creativity as well. It's like, I've always, when I do my teacher training and when I build with children, I always tell them there is no wrong or right answer. There's no final product. What the goal is how you got there.
Yeah.
And what were the mistakes you made, and how did you feel, and reflect on those emotions? As you said, it comes from a deep place, what you want to create. It's not just, I've picked a dog, I'm going to rebuild that. It's like, why do you want to build it? What is it about that picture that makes you want to do something? With your models in particular, the guys can see on the screen at the moment some of your particular builds. Where does that inspiration initially come from? Because they are very abstract in style and in nature. Are you inspired by other people's work? Is it something that you've seen before? Or is it just you have a handful of bricks and you just start building?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because if you see from the beginning, so way down in the Instagram account,
mm-hmm.
I started off with very abstract builds, just trying mm-hmm. to remember how these bricks go together. Then I started experimenting with colors, then how they combine.
Yep.
Then I did very intricate builds just to see how far they could extend, how mm-hmm. how thin the supports could be, how, you know, I was just trying to experiment.
Yeah.
Then I did towers, because the story I was telling had layers, and it's very easy, especially if you're not working in a big table, to go vertically.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started discovering more and more, and opened more things. I did some representations. I did a beetle or a Mexican tarantula or a dragon, yes, dinosaur, or something.
Yeah.
But when there was, I think the first time that I did something that I was like, was I represented a broken pipe, and I did the blue water gushing out, and I mm-hmm. saw it afterwards, and okay, we're getting somewhere. This is interesting. And so you learn.
Yeah.
You learn and you learn. So to answer your question, sometimes I just sit down in front of my Lego piece, blank table, and I do patterns.
Yeah.
And see where the pattern takes me.
Mm-hmm.
And those I do mostly when I don't want to think about anything. I just want to do, I'm enjoying my music.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not often, I have a vision or a feeling
mm-hmm.
that leads me to a vision, and I say, okay, let me try that. And the two best examples are, one of them is called Atlas Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a train, actually right before the pandemic, in February of this year, I was in France, and I was going through, and still am, kind of a family issue, family problem
mm-hmm.
that I am somehow trying to mediate all sides, and it was weighing on me emotionally.
Yeah.
So I had a vision of Atlas carrying the world.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I got back to Canada, I started. So I made this figure. This is before I used a figurine, a mini figure. I represented, yeah. You'll see, a figure holding something really, really heavy. But when I finished it, I looked at it, it's like, it's not done. It's not quite done yet. So I added to this big, heavy thing pieces that look like machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's not finished. And then I realized what's missing is the figure's connection to the heavy, not just the lifting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this piece that is a tube that connected from the head
yeah.
to this big machinery. And what I wrote in the post, I don't remember exactly, it was like, what's keeping you alive, was what's weighing you down. And in my case, it was my family who I love. You know, I need my family, but mm-hmm. this whole problem was weighing me down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's visions, And sometimes I do get inspired by other things. So for example, the latest one I think I have was inspired by Pina Bausch's Café Müller.
Mm-hmm. I love that bill, by the way.
It's a contemporary art piece, right?
Visually, it's amazing.
I was like, okay, let me just make a little room. Because by then I started using the mini figurines and just see how I could do it. So sometimes there is inspiration from other things, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think that's how, I know when we first started speaking, it was about the mocks. So those that are new to the LEGO community, mock stands for my own creation. So it's very much, it's not following a LEGO set. It's taking the bricks, taking the minifigures and creating something new. I can't mock. I don't have those skills yet to sit down and just build something out of nothing. I often take a build, rip it apart, rebuild it in a similar fashion once I kind of been inspired by how the pieces are working. But for you to say that what you use internally, emotionally, mentally, physically, to say that inspires you to build Lego and you can build amazing structures that you do it's wonderful that you can just sit down and do it. Those who know my account know that I used to work at Legoland in Windsor, and I met a student who was a selective mute. She didn't talk to anyone. The teachers she didn't talk to. She didn't have many friends at school. She spoke with her family, but very much because she knew them. I sat down, and me not knowing this at the time, I just sat down, started building some Lego with her. We had a workshop called Lego Therapy, where you would build models step by step and people would take turns to build separate parts of the build. And we were chatting away, building, talking about what she liked at school, what she did with Lego. And fine. I was like, yeah, cool, all good. Build the Lego, enjoy the park. The teachers then came to me after and they were like, was she speaking to you? And I was like, yeah, why? And she's like, she doesn't speak to people. She's a mute. And she doesn't choose to talk to strangers. She doesn't like talking to people. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, we were fine. I didn't really say anything else to them. And then on reflection, again, thinking about what happened, not just going, oh, yeah, it was fine. It was the Lego that helped her communicate. It wasn't the fact it was me. It wasn't the fact it was Legoland. It was she had something at her fingertips that she could express herself with, just like yourself. It's if she can't communicate verbally, people don't really think about how well someone can communicate, whether that be sign language, writing, typing, we joked interpretive dance you can then show with your body. But Lego as a medium to kind of just to talk with and just to have something that your mind is focused on kind of helps just make conversation flow. And for her, that's what Lego did. She was comfortable with me, she was enjoying what she was doing, there was no pressure for her to talk to me. But because we both showed that interest in something that she loved and she loved doing, just helped her speak. And it's something that I will remember forever, that moment of Lego is a tool rather than a toy. You can use it for anything. I'm waffling on and I realize the time is ticking. So yeah, just wanted to ask, from your project so far, what's been your favorite and why? If you have a favorite, or if you have a favorite theme, or a favorite technique.
I do have a favorite. So I'm trying to put together, and I haven't decided if I'm going to, well, I'm going to make a book because I want to give it to my family, like a photo book printed.
Lovely.
But yeah. I'm also trying to see how I can share. I have a lot of write-ups. Maybe I'll have a website. Anyway, but I ended up, when I did my 50th. Oh, and I discovered the order a brick. Is that when you order?
Yes. So you got the pick a brick.
Pick a brick.
From Lego. Yes.
So after my 50th build, I said, you know what, I'm going to treat myself to some pick-a-brick. So I two orders, right? This is during quarantine, so it took a while. And in that moment, I just wrote and wrote and wrote because I want to put this all together in a website. And one of the things I did was I ranked my favorite, is it 12 or 10 favorite builds? Because that it was really interesting to see which ones had more value, I guess, to me, because the one that I loved the most was the only one that didn't fit in all of the categories, you know, because I have, like I said, I have towers, I have labyrinths, I have color exploration cities, I have lots of things. And that was the only one that's like, which category does this fit in? But it was so beautiful. But that's not the one that I wanted to answer your question. The one that I'll always remember was the number two on that list. And it was the one that is called When Nature Retaliates. So that one started during quarantine. It must have been March. The lockdown here started on the 16th. It must have been late March or early April.
Yeah.
I was probably working on the previous build, listening to a podcast. I think it was a BBC podcast where it was the end of 2019 and they had these experts talking about, you know, the previous year and what they think 2020 was going to bring. And nobody mentioned Syria, populism, climate change, Brexit, this, that. Nobody mentioned the possibility of a pandemic. And I was, you know, building whatever I was in March, thinking, wow, this thing has hit us in such a way that I finished that build, posted it, and then I said, I have to do something that expresses how I feel this pandemic has impacted us. And the vision was, and you will see it because When Nature Retaliates is the first of the builds that I share on Instagram where it's a storyboard.
Yeah.
I had never done a storyboard before. It was just one build from different angles. This one actually had a story. And it was this little minifigure putting out a fire that says 2019. And you can look at the fire, you see the smoke and the flames. And then he walks, turns the corner to 2020. And as you turn the corner, you see this creature, humongous creature, blocking the street, completely blocking the street. And I love, so you'll probably see this image.
Yeah.
I even made it into my mouse pad because as I was taking the pictures, telling the story, I amazed myself at how accurately I managed to recreate the vision of something humongous blocking the path of where this little figure is going. And then I was taking the pictures, and then it was right before I took the one that I just showed you that I made into the mouse pad. I need something to come up from behind it. So I put some curtains, a lamp, and with the light coming from behind, I got some amazing shots.
Yeah.
So I had the little figure go through the creature and approach the light, and I put a little pattern or a symbol, something at the far end. So something that I'm finding is absolutely fascinating is when I ask my friends, what do you think this means? So I show them When Nature Retaliates and they tell me what they think the storyboard means. So what do you think the light means? What do you think that pattern means? I've heard, oh, that's the vaccine? Oh, that's hope? Is it God? Is it the virus? Is it, you know, some people say it was a happy moment. Other people thought the whole thing was menacing. Everybody had a different, you know, kind of interpretation. So now I often ask my friends, what did they think? And it almost deserves something that it's going to have to go into the book, right? Yeah. Different interpretations of these bills. So that would be, in answer to your question, my favorite project.
Doing that build for you, did that kind of help you just put into a physical form how you were feeling, or was it just an expression of different emotions? Why did you build that model? Kind of what was its purpose?
It was just expression of the, yeah, it was what I was feeling at the moment, which is a combination of how could we not have we didn't expect it.
Yeah.
How can we not see that if we don't take care of our surroundings, they could fight back to this point,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to block whatever it is, wherever it is we're trying to go. And we have to find our way through it, right?
Yeah.
What's the expression? The best way out is through? Something like that? I don't know where I heard that, but it was mostly an expression of what I was feeling. I don't think there was anything more than that.
Yeah. It's so fascinating to hear your process as well, and obviously to see the content that you create, and the fact that what you've said is you do it for yourself and you do it as a means of expression. And I just think the more people that see this video, they'll then start to think themselves of, why are they using Lego? What is its purpose? Is it just to play? But even when you see children play with Lego, they are creating stories. They are using hand-eye coordination. They are learning. They are expressing how they feel through a build. I really want to thank you, Seb, just for your time for today. I just want to thank the viewers as well for sticking with the account. It's obviously very brand new, Seb, just like your account is as well. So we do really appreciate the support that you're giving. Please do follow Seb on Instagram. Seb, your Instagram account is called?
Legobility.
Fantastic. I've been the Brick Educator, and there will be more videos coming. Thank you everyone for your time. Seb, I will speak to you very soon.
Thank you very much.